It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, before we get to They Said It, and then Boomer Esiason will join us in about 10 minutes at 8. Wiggy, is Matt Light a real man? Former New England Patriots offensive lineman,
yeah.
Matt Light, is he a real man?
Yep.
His lovely wife, Susie,
everyday
listener of this program,
yes,
just sent me a text on the personal text machine and says that oftentimes Susie will be going out with friends.
Uh-huh.
Matt Light will stay home to stretch and fold her sourdough starter.
Nailed it.
I would have to say, and I love Susie. She's got Matt Light's securely, his balls securely put in her purse.
Because
if he's staying home and stretching.
Takes a real man to stretch somebody's sourdough.
And then he
knows where his bread is buttered.
As I've met and talked to Susie, that could be cold for something else. Stretching the sourdough.
Maybe it is. All right, where are we beginning this morning, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Tyreek Hill, fellow member of the AFC East. After yesterday's loss to the Jets, had this to say about his future with the Miami Dolphins.
I don't even know, bro. You know, this is my first time I haven't been in the playoffs, man. So, I mean, for me, like I said, man, I just got to do what's best for me and my family, dog. If that's here, if that's wherever the case may be, man, I'm finna open that door for myself, dog. As I'm opening the door, like I'm out, bro. You know, so it was great playing here, but, you know, at the end of the day, bro, I got to do what's best for, you know, for my career and, you know, what's best. Because I'm too much of a competitor to be, you know, just
out there. Does that mean you're thinking about leaving here?
Okay.
He has to do what's best for his family, and it's a big family.
Let's go.
So he has a lot of mouth to feed. Mm-hmm. And so, all right. You say let's go.
He's a competitor. You wouldn't want Tyreek Hill with Drake May? I mean, a guy that you can throw a slant to and he can go 80 yards like it's nothing. A guy that's explosive that you can utilize in so many different ways. I mean, we talk about, and I know he had a down year and part of it could be with some injuries, but last year he had almost 1,800 receiving yards. Why wouldn't you want a guy like that? We're trying to get as much talent around Drake May into this Patriots organization as possible to put them back in the position of winning. Because guess what? I love Drake May. I think he's going to be a great quarterback. But you no longer have Tom Brady. You don't have the guy who's just going to elevate everybody. And if you don't have that
Somebody had a party to celebrate his departure.
Yeah, if you don't have that guy, if you don't have Patrick Mahomes, you better make sure that you have some legit talent.
How are the traffic regulations here, though? All right, would that be an issue for him?
Our cops are way better. They would be like, listen, Tyree, go ahead. Man, right. Get to Gillette.
By the way, unbelievable job on the security yesterday. I don't know if you noticed it or not.
I noticed the same thing.
But they had, and this, I mean, again, we've been talking about it for the last week, but you just need to keep your head on a swivel because clearly there is concern. They had, when I was leaving the game, before it was over, they had armored trucks, and dump trucks blocking the roadways in and out of the stadium because they're clearly concerned about a potential driver type situation like New Orleans. So
I was very impressed.
Honestly, thank you so much to those people, the men and women that were protecting the stadium yesterday, because as you're leaving, you just take it all for granted.
Yep.
Obviously what happened in New Orleans is fresh and it's top of mind and it's a despicable tragedy what those people had to endure. I just think of the people that know the legitimacy of these threats but decide to go and stand on a post outside the stadium.
Yep.
So
I don't believe I've ever seen that at Gillette where they were blocking the roads like that.
Yeah.
And thank goodness that they were. So that's awesome. All right, what's next, Shine?
Well, let's pivot to another AFC East arrival, if you will. That would be the one and only Aaron Rodgers, whose future seems to be a massive question mark. He was asked about it post-game, and he had a snarky response.
Aaron, Ian Rappaport said this morning, people close to him I know are preparing for the fact that this could be, in fact, be his last game in the NFL. What is your reaction to that?
People said they were close to me?
Yeah, people that Ian talked to, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a relationship with Ian. I'm not sure who does in my circle, but it's probably nobody that's talked to me in the last short while. No offense to Ian, of course.
Do you think he's done?
Yes. No, I don't think so.
You do, Courtney?
Yeah, I do.
His ego's too big to go out like the way he went out.
His like sideline interview where he was saying, you know, I'm going to take today and then tomorrow I'm sure I'll talk to some people and I'm going to take my time.
Who's he talking to?
It was a sideline interview.
No, I know, but when he says I'm talking to some people,
I think the organization, like he's
Didn't he do the same thing, though, at the end of his tenure with the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah.
And he went on his darkness retreat and came out and he's like, yep, I'm going to be in New York.
Just like
yet.
Brett Favre.
I think this is much different than the time after he left the Packers. Like he left the Packers hating the Packers. He's basically said the last 2 years have been the best of his career in New York. The way he talks, the way he handles himself, I could be completely off base. I think he's done.
All the way back from the injury and then things did not go as planned.
Right. He'll use the injury as an excuse for this year.
Maybe he's done.
He'll use the injury as an excuse like, well, I needed to be an almost a year and a half removed from the injury. So this year limited me to what I was able to do. But now I feel great. And now next year is going to be the year where where you see the old Aaron Rodgers.
Anything else, Shime?
Yeah, I got another one here from a New England Patriot, Antonio Gibson. When asked about the team being concerned about the number one overall pick, here is how Antonio Gibson responded.
Nobody's out here competing to lose so we can get a pick. We had the season we had, but every week we went out there and we tried to win. We never just let it go because we was like, oh, we're going to get this pick. So, I mean, that's that, But I appreciate the fans all year long. I feel like they show love all year long regardless of the situation. So I appreciate the fans.
No, thanks. And we really appreciate you winning that football game. Thanks.
That ending comment has to be a direct response to Jelani Tavai, correct?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But players don't know about, like, they're not going to go out there and put bad film.
No, I understand that.
On tape just so
but
give
you,
a better spot for the team.
You set the franchise back another couple years.
Yeah, blame
least.
The coaches.
Yeah, that's on the coaches and the GM.
It's all on the coaches.
Don't play the good players.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Or when you get in situations, take the ball out of guys' hands. Like, take the ball out of Joe Milton's hands. When you know he's having a good game, don't call that many pass plays. Just run the football. Run it on 3rd and 8.
Yeah, give the ball to that Jennings guy.
But what a perfect ending to this latest era. And I would even include the final couple years of Bill because it felt like the Crafts were at least trying to squeeze their way into football. Yesterday, that stadium, empty. The win, empty. The most empty victory of my life as a Patriots fan was yesterday. And the dysfunction, and then immediately after, you can't even wait for Mayo to get home when you have this statement about his firing. Why would you have him meet the media if you're firing him?
Yeah, that's grimy.
All right, well, that is They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. And Boomer Esiason will join us next on the firing of Jerod Mayo, on the New England Patriots, and on the rest of the NFL.